From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russian leaders discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly, agreeing they must help defeat the Islamic State group and avoid military confrontation in Syria. But they disagreed over the country's political future. Earlier in his remarks to the General Assembly, Mr. Obama said the U.S. is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia, to resolve the Syrian conflict, but it can't be allowed to return to the status quo.
Assad and his allies can't simply pacify the broad majority of a population who've been brutalized by chemical weapons and indiscriminate bombing. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists and oppose his removal. The two leaders also discussed Ukraine in the throes of a conflict between government and pro-Russian separatists. The interim leader of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba-Panza, left early from the UN General Assembly session to return home to deal with renewed sectarian violence. Reports from Bangui say dozens have been killed in 3 days of clashes involving Christians and Muslims sparked by the death of a Muslim man. There were protests like this one where people set tires on fire and demanded UN peacekeepers and French soldiers leave. At least three people died when protesters marched on the presidential palace. The CAR erupted in violence in 2013 when Muslim rebels seized Bangui, leading to often brutal attacks and reprisals between rival Christian militia groups. The country's been led by a transitional government since the last year. This is VOA News. A possible Saudi-led airstrike targeting Houthi Shia rebels instead struck a wedding party in the country's southwest, killing nearly 40 people. Many of the victims were women and children. Dozens were wounded. A coalition spokesman denied any involvement, insisting no air operations have been conducted in the area in days. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani left New York for Tehran Monday, cutting short his visit to the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for dozens of Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Some 170 Iranians have been confirmed dead. Hundreds more are still missing. In his first speech at the UN General Assembly session Monday, Cuba's President Raul Castro said a full normalization of ties with the U.S. will not occur until Washington lifts the trade embargo, ends what he calls the illegal occupation of Guantanamo Bay, stops destabilizing broadcasts to Cuba, and compensates his country for economic damage. President Obama has voiced support for lifting the embargo, a procedure that requires congressional action. There are reports of renewed clashes in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz, where security forces surrounding the city have begun attempts to wrest control from the Taliban. The seizure of the city by the Taliban is a major setback for the year-old unity government and Afghan security forces, says RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank.
This is not merely the first time that the Taliban have taken Kunduz. This is the first time they've taken any provincial capital since they were ousted from power in 2001.
General Murad al-Murad, the deputy chief of army staff, said military reinforcements have arrived in the area and the surrounding the city. Monday's fighting left dozens of Afghan security personnel dead or wounded. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, in his remarks to the UN General Assembly Monday, urged other nations to invest in economic development in Africa.
Africa is not looking for handouts. Rather, it is looking for partners in massive infrastructural development, in creating and exploiting the value chains from the God-given natural resources, and in improving the quality of life of the continent's citizens. The entire world stands to benefit from an economically empowered African continent than from one emasculated by deprivation and with an over-dependence on others.
Mr. Mugabe again called for a permanent Security Council seat for an African nation. In Taiwan, at least two are dead after Typhoon Duan, packing winds in excess of 200 kilometers per hour, passed across the island for several hours. Hundreds are reported injured, thousands without power. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.